Thank you for downloading this special Creepy Valley Christmas podcast. If you'd like to hear some of the other fab podcasts, including Dermot O'Leary and Mylene Glass reading stories, all you have to do is go to the website, creepyvalley.com. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all over the valley, all the monsters were sleeping, even the giant called Sally. The stockings were hung by the chimneys with care, in the hope that Dr. Grubbins soon would be there. The monsters were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of blood plums danced in their heads. And Fido, the spider, with bulging egg sack, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out in the forest there arose such a clatter, Keith sprang from his bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window he flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon rising high o'er the bottomless pit gave a pale, eerie glow to all that it lit. When, what to Keith's wondering eyes should appear, who visited monsters at this time of year? With a black cape and tie and enormous top hat, looking for all the world like a well-dressed black bat. Dr. Grubbins stood tall, and there on his back, his presents for monsters in a huge golden sack. And then, in a twinkling, Dr. Grubbins disappeared. Had he vanished? Had he gone? Why was he so weird? Keith turned from the window and looked all around. And into Keith's cave, Grubbins came with a bound. His eyes, how they twinkled, all bloodshot and green. His nose was the pointiest Keith had ever seen. His long bony fingers and long jagged nails, and his forehead and cheeks all covered in scales. His golden sack squirming and oozing with gifts like snakes and frog's eyes and deadly blabberwifts. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon let Keith know he had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying a finger aside of his nose, he vanished again while the valley all dozed. But Keith heard him exclaim as he crept out of sight, "A creepy Christmas to all, and to all a good fright." Happy Creepy Christmas from all at the Creepy Valley.